today I'm going to talk about more Xamarin and delivering an app with Xamarin, and just an overall delivery of tech enable and an app. And the company, the case study company, is going to be Sanctify. So we'll go through that, and hopefully you'll better understand how we implemented this app from start to finish. So who we are, myself, I'm Harry Corbley. I work for Tech Enable. So I'm working for Tech Enable over 5.5 years, and we're a .NET house, 14 years of experience, and line of business would be our main business. So that's how we graduated towards Xamarin. So we started using Xamarin around 3 years ago, and we delivered our first app in Xamarin in September 2015, the RCSI My Health. It was featured on the RTE News, and it has over 10,000 downloads. So this was delivered in Xamarin using the native Xamarin. So I don't know if you remember what Richard talked about when he talked about Xamarin. So there's a native Xamarin, which is the common layer, and the 40-40-40, or some say 30-30-30, depending on who you talk to. So that's how we delivered that app. If it was, say, maybe a year and a half later, we probably would have used Forms, because it was a perfect app for Forms. But at the time, Forms wasn't probably long enough developed. It was in kind of beta stage, and some of the things were technically challenging, and you know, as we wanted to deliver the product, we decided against it. So I'll talk about the company we delivered an app for. So they're called Sanctify. So who are Sanctify? Sanctify is an exclusive members club that grants access to airport hotels, fitness and relaxation facilities before, after or in between flights. This company was nominated for the top 5 startups in AIB, and it took place in AIB in the headquarters a few weeks ago. It was a good event, and the CEO is Carl Llewellyn. So the architecture of Sanctify, it's a Rolls-Royce Microsoft product. So it really uses the full stack. There's some new things we talked about today that maybe we don't use, and maybe they could have been useful, and hopefully we'll use them in the future. But the main architecture is Azure web apps. So we have 3 Azure web apps, one running the APIs, which is MVC.net. One running the app itself is MVC.net on a Bootstrap front end. There's a back end the same. We're running on SQL Azure, so there's no server. This is just pure SQL Azure that you. And for me, I think it's a great product. We saw today with Richard the easy tables. I think that is even a further advance of SQL Azure, but I think really SQL Azure is for our clients in the future. I think a lot will start to use it. So then we have a Xamarin iPhone app and a Xamarin Android app. These apps are actually hybrid apps, so they're not fully native. They're an app which have a native login screen on Android and iPhone, and all the authentication is dealt with in the APIs, and then afterwards you are actually using the app from the web apps. I'll tell you more why we did that in a while, in a slide further on. We're using also Azure file storage for the images, and we use a SQL Azure cert. It's a wildcard for the 3 web apps. And just there is just a demonstration of the app. It's very image heavy, so that's why we're using the Azure file storage. And we also have integrated with Hockey app as well. So now I'll just talk about that infrastructure in an architectural diagram. We have the web apps across the bottom, which talk to the SQL Azure. The back end obviously uploads the images to the Azure storage. Then we have the 2 apps, Android and iPhone, which then use Hockey app for testing. Then they go to their stores and onto the phone. The site also can be accessed through the web app directly from the desktop, and then the middle web app does go to the phone for some of the phone architecture. So that's, if you want to talk about maybe a bit later after this, we can. It's probably just a bit small there, could have come out a little better. So just why we use the hybrid app. The main reason was it was a quick delivery. So it was a 6 month from start to go live, which we all see it here is a tight turnaround. So that's why we went for the hybrid Xamarin app with a web app within it. It's a startup company also, and it needs to be agile, and it needs to be able to update the app as quick as possible. As we all know about the iPhone, the iOS store, it can take up to 2 weeks to get through it. So we felt in this project, we'd go with the hybrid app. In like RCSI, MyHealth, that was fully native. I do see with this app that along the road of the company, we'll start bolting on more native pages. So there might be a native page coming down the line with your code for the hotels. So we could do a fully native page for scanners, stuff like that. I think what'll happen is it'll turn into even more of a native app over time as the company Sanctify matures. Also, the scope was agile, and probably everybody starts laughing, the scope was agile, but it wasn't fully agile, but there was, as a startup, we had to give and take for between us and the customer. So learnings from Sanctify, first time we used Hockey app, we had used Insights before that, so Insights are gone, so the natural progression is towards Hockey app. Probably still plenty to learn. I was at a course out in Microsoft for the last 2 days, so did learn a lot about Hockey app, and there's loads to learn. SQL Azure is the first project where we went on SQL Azure rather than having a VM running SQL, and I think personally, I think a lot of our new products and companies coming on board will go towards SQL Azure. You get really all the benefits that Microsoft give you using SQL Azure, the backups, the maintenance. You have less of the worry, the first line support. Microsoft are really taking over. When you have a VM, you still have to maintain the backups. You have to set way more. Obviously, you have more flexibility, but you're using Microsoft more the way that it's meant to be used. The first app to use, web apps. Again, we didn't have a VM for the app. We didn't have a server. And again, went really well. First app to use, the Azure SSL. We purchased from Microsoft. And again, it's all streamlined, very, very easy to implement, to change it from HTTP to HTTPS, and worked really well. So where to next for TechEnable and Xamarin? So we really loved in 2017 to deliver an app using Xamarin Forms. Again, like I said earlier, if we had RCSI MyHealth further down the line with Xamarin Forms, we probably would use it. But we'd love to use Xamarin Forms because we think it's a great product. As Richard said earlier, it does have its caveats. I like that word he used because different people call it different things. So we would really like to use Xamarin Forms if the right company comes our way, to start using Hockey app more and to learn more and more about Test Cloud, Azure APIs, and VSTS. So the Azure APIs, the Richard talked about the easy tables. That looks like a great product and something that for smaller companies, smaller startups, definitely could be used more and more in the future. So that's basically my presentation, and thanks for listening to me. So hopefully you had a better understanding of how, for one of our customers, we implemented using Xamarin and using the Microsoft stack.